I was a big Chicago Bears fan, and that Super Bowl Shuffle, I used to sing that song, it would roll off the tip of my tongue. Hi, this is Mufi Hanneman, President and CEO of the Hawaii Lodging and Tourism Association, and you're listening to Dane on WGN.
WGN. It is Dane Neal in the Allstate Showcase studio here on Michigan Avenue in Chicago. And although it has been pretty warm as far as December goes, we're down into the 30s, and you know that snow is on its way in a place that snow never falls and that millions of people from around the world travel to when they are looking for paradise is a place where this guy calls home 24/7, not only home for himself, but also trying to make it a home for some of the great lodging events and tourist activities that are going on all around the world. He is the president and CEO of the Hawaii Lodging and Tourism Association and former mayor of Honolulu, the one and only Mufi Hanneman. Welcome to the show.
Aloha, Dane. Aloha from the 50th state here in beautiful Hawaii.
Wow. You know, beautiful Hawaii is a place where so many people would love to be. You're there all the time. And so talk a little bit about what it is that makes you so proud of Honolulu and Hawaii.
Well, we always say it's our people. Our people is what make the big impression when folks come and visit us. And it's that infectious, what we call the spirit of aloha, that all of us try to exude and share with our visitors here. And that's why our reputation through the years is, despite our great beaches, our sunny weather, our wonderful attractions, when you intermingle and when you socialize with people from Hawaii, whether they are working at your hotel to service you or meeting them at our restaurants or just going side by side with some of our local residents, and more of them are coming into Waikiki where they're working, but they're also taking in attractions that our visitors enjoy, you come away with a feeling, why, this is a special place and people here are so great and I want to come back.
It is a destination that a lot of people want to go to, but also, you know, one of the things that you're doing as an ambassador, not only for Honolulu, but for Hawaii in general, is to try to inspire not only tourists, but also events to take place there. Now, the downside of it, one of the challenges that you have is you're not in the middle of nowhere, but you're pretty far away. How do you overcome those?
Well, what we try to say is that it will make it worth your while if you take the time to come here. And I suppose from Chicago, it's about 8-9 hours to fly out here from the West Coast. It's a 5-hour flight. And so when you come here, we have to make sure that from the airport to the hotel, to visiting the various attractions that we have here, or you're shopping and dining, that it's one of the finest, if not the best, in the world. So that's how we have to convince you that it's worth the time and the effort and the money to come out here, and we try to make it as affordable as possible. We don't just have 5-star resort hotels here under my association. We do have rates that are very, very affordable, and we're having, you know, the Marriott Hotel is here, but they also have the Courtyard by Marriott. The Hyatt Regency is here, but you have the Hyatt Park Place. So we have something for everyone, and we have affordable ranges across the board for families that are looking for a budget-conscious vacation. We have those type of amenities and accommodations for those that want to spend a little bit more and they want to be a little bit more on their own and they want the exclusivity of having a 5-star resort experience. We also offer that, and we're more than just Waikiki. Waikiki is 2 square miles, and there's a lot of things happening in Waikiki, but we also encourage people to please visit one of our neighbor island locales. Maui is always a favorite place for a lot of folks on the mainland, because part of Maui is also the island of Lanai, which is privately owned by Larry Ellison now. It used to be owned by David Murdoch. But that's a great place. Folks like Bill Gates like to come here and have private parties and the like. And part of Maui County is the island of Molokai, called the Friendly Island. And then we have the Garden Island of Kauai. It's everything from Elvis Presley to Jurassic Park. Movies were filmed there. That's known as the Honeymoon Island. And then our biggest island is the Big Island of Hawaii. That's where the volcanoes are. That's where you can experience the different climatic zone changes and the like. And if there's any place that snows in Hawaii, it does snow occasionally at 14,000 feet above sea level on the Big Island of Hawaii on a mountain peak called Mauna Kea.
And see, that is something that people who have not been to Hawaii don't necessarily know. And I've been there about five times, and I've been to Kauai, and I've been to Maui, and I've been to some of the other places. And the thing, and I think you hit on it, that is kind of lost is that there is this perception just generally, and it, because it is a great place and a great tourist destination of Waikiki Beach and Diamond Head and Honolulu proper. But there are so many places. And here's the other thing that is important. When it comes to weather, the weather in Hawaii is second to none. We've got relatives that live in Florida, and it is nice in the wintertime, but in the summertime, it gets hot and it gets humid. In Hawaii, you know, the temperature, it's like 78 to 82. It's always perfect.
It's always a trade wind blowing. And here on Oahu, when I mentioned Waikiki, we're building visitor experiences on the North Shore, where some of the greatest surfing spots in the world are. And that's where we have the Polynesian Cultural Center, the largest, the biggest and number one private visitor attraction there, with the Polynesian cultures in the village type setting. And then we also have what we call the leeward side beyond Pearl Harbor, the Ko'olina Resort, where we opened our first Disney resort called the Aulani Resort. So, you know, there's something for everyone here, and as you're so right, it's the people, it's the weather, it's the hospitality, and then, of course, we're making sure that the attractions here and the accommodations are first rate.
You know, and you don't just spend all the time in Hawaii. People think, you know, why would you leave? Why would Mufi leave? He's there. And of course, he's got to be there to kind of shape those experiences as people visit the island. But as the mayor of Honolulu, you actually have some Chicago connections, and you worked with our former Mayor Daley to try to bring the Olympics to Chicago. And I know through your work with a lot of the different mayor's organizations, you traveled the United States. And yeah, I'm sure people to a person came up to you and said, you know, we'd love to come to Hawaii, but name a couple places. Were there places around America that you saw for different reasons that you really liked as far as other cities?
I like Chicago. You know, the time that I spent with your great mayor, that time Mayor Richard Daley, and I came up there, I like Chicago. I like the fact that you have in Chicago some of the finest restaurants in the world. You have we don't have professional ball clubs here in Hawaii, so my wife still holds it against me to this day that I witnessed Michael Jordan win one of his championships there and got to see the Chicago Bulls beat the Utah Jazz. I was a big Chicago Bears fan, especially when they won the Super Bowl back in 1986. That Super Bowl shuffle, I used to sing that song. It would roll off the tip of my tongue. You have great museums there, great restaurants. The only thing in fact, even the winter weather in Chicago, you know, I don't want to live there 365 days a year, but, you know, it's a nice change of pace. You know, I went to Harvard University in the northeastern corner of the United States, so I am acclimated to climatic change and the like. I love Washington, D.C. My wife and I still have a home there, and that's where we met. I worked under four presidential administrations in Washington, D.C. That's a great city. It's a city where you can do a lot of things for free, or it's a bargain. And then New York, you know, hard not to like the Big Apple. And then, of course, California. I have lots of relatives both in Northern California and Southern California. And I'm the biggest Disneyland, I'm a president. I always ask someone this because I love Disney so much. Have you ever met someone that's visited all the Disney attractions in the United States and the world? And I'm one of the few that can say, yes, I have.
Are you serious?
I have, yes.
So even like Disneyland in Tokyo or Disneyland?
I've been to Disneyland in Tokyo. I've been to Euro Disney. I've been to the Disney in Hong Kong, you know, and also Florida and Anaheim. But I may lose my competitive edge there once Disney plan goes on its expansion to build several Disneys in China. Then I think I'll slip back to number two or three.
Well, you got to get your frequent flyer miles. That's what you want to do. And movie, when it comes to sports, you haven't really missed anything. So as you cheered that Bear team back in 1985, 86, and of course the Super Bowl shuffle, you haven't missed anything. Nothing's happened since then. So
you're... Well, I have a cousin, I should say, a nephew, who's in the Chicago Cubs organization. His name is Jacob Hanneman.
Nice.
And he was on ESPN highlight reel several times. I think he's playing double-A ball because of he's a great outfielder and made some spectacular catches. So I told him it's a good news, bad news for him. The good news is the Cubs signed him out of BYU Provo, The bad news is the Cubs have so many talented young players he's competing with to join the Cubs organization. But the Cubs are on the upswing, so that's good.
Oh, they are absolutely on the upswing. We'll be talking about them and with them a little later on in the program. When I saw that name in the Cubs organization, I did think of you, and that's surprising. It's exciting to see that he's actually a relative. Well, he's got to invite you out here because, you know, as far as a sporting event, having seen the Bulls and then, of course, having cheered the Bears, it is about that time, and Hawaii will freeze over, right, if the Cubs can win the World Series. But we feel it's going to happen, and you got to get out here for that.
Well, I got to tell you another little anecdote, and this is an aside. As you know, both of us claim President Barack Obama. Born here, raised for a while here. In fact, when I was a high school basketball coach when the president was playing on the Punahou High School varsity basketball team. So that's when I first met Barry Obama, as he was known back then. But what Mayor Daley and I used to have a big kick is that when both of us were the U.S. Conference of Mayors and were mayors of that organization, the Board of Trustees, President Obama would always convene meetings by giving a special hello to his two hometown mayors, Mayor Daley of Chicago and Mayor Mufi Hanneman of Honolulu.
Oh, that's nice praise, and I'm sure when he comes here, he feels he's home, and also he feels he's home when the whole family gets out there and visits you guys.
That's right. He's en route here if he hasn't already arrived, and we always love having the president and the first family here because it shows a reconnection to his roots, and most importantly, it's wonderful publicity and exposure for the state of Hawaii that the president spends his Christmas holidays in Hawaii.
Well, he loves to come out there and visit you, as do millions of people from around the world, and certainly many, many people from Chicago. So for people who want to get more information about the Hawaii Lodging and Tourism Association, they want to maybe hold their event there or have their vacation there, is there a website that you can give out where people can keep up?
Yeah, absolutely. Visit our website at www.hawaiilodging.org. And we are appreciative of anyone that has an interest here, and you can go to our website, and also you can email us at info@hawaiilodging.org.
Are you still doing some radio? Are you doing the...
Yes, I do. In fact, I do two radio shows a week. It's on 107.9 Cool Gold on Saturdays from 12 to 1, and I'm on KNDI 1270 AM from 5 to 6 p.m. on Fridays.
Nice.
And I mix talk with music. So, yeah.
With all the things that you've done on the Hawaii side, as far as the ambassador and the tourism and then all the politics and, you know, and leading the city, was radio one of your first loves? I mean, that's got to be something you enjoy.
Well, I love music. And I grew up in a home where my brother was a professional entertainer. So I started my radio shows when I was mayor. And as, you know, most politicians do talk radio, but I always insisted on a musical format, and I've continued to the present day.
So following in the footsteps of like FDR with the Fireside Chats movie, you would do the Volcano Side Chats, and then you build in a little bit of music.
Exactly.
He is the president and CEO of that association, of course, the former mayor of the great city of Honolulu. Mufi Hanneman, thanks so much for being joining us in Chicago and being on WGN.
Absolutely. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town when I'm not in Honolulu.
Thanks so much, sir.
Okay, thank you.